Knight to Queen's Bishop 5.
Oh, very nice. What's Leonard going to do? Does he give up the pawn or does he give up the position?
Let's find out. Leonard, ready?
Ready.
Go.
Raj starts a chess timer. Across the room, Leonard, wearing a hooded top, sprays a fine mist from a can, which reveals, in luminescent green, an elaborate web of invisible laser beams. Leonard adopts a crab position as he tries to step over a low beam.
Damn it, I slipped.
Too bad. You know the rules of secret agent laser obstacle chess. Now, Leonard died again, Sheldon. You're up.
Despite my deep love of chess, lasers, and aerosol disinfectant, I must forfeit.
Why?
Because it's almost 11 o'clock.
So?
So Penny has a don't knock on my door before 11 o'clock or I punch you in the throat rule.
Sheldon heads out of the apartment.
Hey, you know what would be a great idea? We get some girls over here and play laser obstacle strip chess.
Believe me, Howard, any girl who would be willing to play that, you don't want to see naked.
You underestimate me.
Holding a cardboard box, Sheldon checks his watch before knocking on Penny's door.
Penny! Penny! Penny!
Hey, Sheldon.
It's 11 a.m.
I know, you're safe.
This package came while you were at work.
Oh, great, my rhinestones, thank you.
Excuse me?
What?
You have to sign this?
What is it?
When I signed for the package, I was deputized by the United Parcel Service and entrusted with its final delivery. I now need you to acknowledge receipt of the package so that I'm fully indemnified and no longer liable.
Sheldon, it's just a box of rhinestones.
Well, the contents are irrelevant. A legal bailment has been created. Does that mean nothing to you?
It means nothing to anybody. Come here, let me show you what I'm doing.
Bailment describes a relationship in common law where a physical possession of personal property, or chattels, is transferred from one person, the bailer, to another person, the bailee.
Yeah. Look, I started a business.
Obviously not a cleaning business.
No, I'm making flower barrettes, see? I called them penny blossoms. I made one for myself, and then all the girls at work wanted one, and then I showed some to this lady who runs a shop in Old Town. She sells cards and homemade jewelry. She said she wanted to sell them. I said, okay, and in 1 week, I made $156.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Sign here.
Sheldon, don't you get it? If this takes off, I won't have to be a waitress anymore.
But then who will bring me my cheeseburger on Tuesday nights?
Another waitress?
What's her name?
And
you're going to let her handle my food?
Nancy. Her name is Nancy.
I think you're just making that up.
Sheldon, I'm sorry about your hamburger, okay? I just don't want to be a waitress for the rest of my life.
Cheeseburger. I get a cheeseburger.
Fine. Cheeseburger.
Maybe I'd be better off with Nancy.
So, what do you think? I mean, this could be a business, right?
How many of these can you make a day?
About 20.
And how much profit do you make per penny blossom?
I don't know, like 50 cents? I'm not sure.
No, of course you're not. All right. $10 a day times 5 days a week times 52 weeks a year is $2,600.
That's all?
Before taxes.
Well, I don't have to pay taxes on this stuff.
I believe the Internal Revenue Service would strongly disagree. But if you took advantage of modern marketing techniques and you optimized your manufacturing process, you might be able to make this a viable business.
And you know about that stuff?
Penny. I'm a physicist. I have a working knowledge of the entire universe and everything it contains.
Who's Radiohead?
Sheldon's face twitches as he stares blankly at her.
I have a working knowledge of the important things in the universe. Good luck.
Sheldon, hold on. Could you maybe show me how to make more money with this?
Of course I could.
Wait! Will you?
Sheldon eyes her wearily.
Just to be clear here, you're asking for my assistance.
Yes.
And you understand that that will involve me telling you what to do?
I understand.
And you're not allowed to be sarcastic or snide to me while I'm doing so.
Okay.
Good. Let's begin with the premise that everything you've done up to this point is wrong.
Oh, imagine that.
Sarcasm. Goodbye.
No, Jerry. Wait. Please come back.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait. The Earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon's timing Penny's handiwork.
There, done.
All right, 12 minutes and 17 seconds.
Pretty good, right?
That's 4.9 penny blossoms per hour. Based on your cost of materials and your wholesale selling price, you'll effectively be paying yourself $5.19 a day.
A day?
There are children in a sneaker factory in Indonesia who out-earn you.
Can't be right.
You're questioning my math?
No, sorry.
Do you want me to show my work?
Oh, God, no. Just please tell me what to do about it.
All right. Are you familiar with the development that resulted from Honoré Blanc's 1778 use of interchangeable parts?
Penny looks vacant.
The assembly line, of course.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
That wasn't a part of our original agreement, and I do not agree to it now.
Fine. How are we supposed to set up machines and conveyor belts in my apartment?
You're thinking of the moving assembly line. An understandable but not excusable mistake. No, the moving assembly line, that was introduced by Henry Ford in 1908. That innovation is what made possible our modern consumer culture by enabling a low unit cost for manufactured goods. I guess that isn't one of the topics discussed on your radio head.
Let's go. We're gonna miss the coming attractions.
What's the matter?
Howard's walking stiffly.
I think I bruised a testicle capturing that last pawn.
Howard, Raj, and Leonard head out into the corridor and look puzzled when they hear singing coming from Penny's apartment.
Give me some time to blow.
I'm a deep water sailor, just come from Hong Kong.
Tilly-way, hey, blow the man down.
If you give me some.
Penny and Sheldon are working a two-person assembly line.
To blow the man down.
Hello?
Hello?
The break of the poop.
Timmy Way, hey, blow the man down.
Or I'll help you along with the toe of my boot.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
What's going on?
I assume you're referring to the sea shanty. That's a rhythmic work song designed to increase productivity.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it totally works. Look, we made this penny blossom in under 3 minutes.
Terrific, but that kind of raises more questions than it answers.
Penny's making hair accessories. I'm helping her optimize her manufacturing process. All right, break's over. Pay attention to orders. Now you want to know.
Hey, hold on. What are you using as a bonding agent?
Hot glue.
You're kidding. Any of the cyanoacrylates would do a better job.
It won't work. The flower's too porous.
What if we infused the bottom layer with silicone RTV to provide a better mounting surface?
Intriguing.
Good question. What are your marketing and distribution channels?
Well, they're the waitresses at my work in this cute little shop in Old Town.
Shush. Virtually non-existent. I'm thinking that we set her up with a hosted turnkey e-commerce system to start.
Why not eliminate the middleman? We could install a small server farm with a static IP in her bedroom.
She'll need some kind of industrial cooling system.
Of course, but before we set up a marketing and distribution infrastructure, we should finish optimizing the manufacturing process. To start with, she has a terrible problem with moisture-induced glitter clump.
A bitch.
I've seen this before.
Where?
The common stripper problem. They dance, they sweat, they clump.
Ew.
Are you thinking about adding a desiccant like calcium sulfate?
Actually, I'm thinking about this one stripper named Vega. But sure, calcium sulfate could work.
Think out of the box for a moment. How about a molecular sieve?
Oh.
I've got a spaghetti strainer in the kitchen.
Wow.
Hey, we could liberate some microporous charcoal from the chem lab.
Oh, great. Yeah, Raj, why don't you and Howard go get the charcoal? Leonard, why don't you start working on some preliminary website designs? I'll make some space in our apartment so we can move the manufacturing process.
Well, what's wrong with my apartment?
It's not my apartment.
Wait, wait, what am I gonna do?
Hey, it's your business. Do whatever you want.
Oh. Okay, cool. I'm gonna take a nap.
I'm still tweaking things a little bit, but this will give you the general idea of the website.
Everyone looks less than impressed.
So, what do you guys think?
Pretty much any way I say that is gonna hurt his feelings.
Okay, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it?
Not you. I wasn't asking you. Penny?
Well, it's a little juvenile. I mean, kind of looks like the MySpace page of a 13-year-old girl.
No, it doesn't.
Please, Dateline could use it to attract predators.
Penny, this is your enterprise, so it's ultimately your decision. But based on the quality of his work, I'd strongly recommend that we let Leonard go.
You want to fire me?
What I want is irrelevant. This is Penny's decision. Penny?
Excuse me, but if I did such a bad job, then why do we already have orders?
We do?
Uh-huh. Look. Mrs. Fiona Fondell from Huntsville, Alabama has ordered two.
No kidding, two?
Uh-huh. Look at the comments.
Thank you, Penny Blossoms. These will be perfect to cover my bald spots. Aww. That is so sweet.
Camouflaging bald spots. That's primarily a male concern. Perhaps we could expand our market.
Well, how are flower barrettes gonna appeal to men?
The boys have a think.
We add Bluetooth.
Brilliant. Men love Bluetooth.
Wait a minute. You want to make a hair barrette with Bluetooth?
Penny, everything is better with Bluetooth.
Holy crap, someone just ordered 1,000 Penny Blossoms.
Get out! Who needs 1,000 sparkly flower barrettes with rhinestones?
The 5th annual East Rutherford, New Jersey Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Alliance Luau.
Another market to expand into, balding gay men.
And I'll bet lesbians love Bluetooth.
We should get to work.
Wait, why does it say one-day rush? Since when do we offer a one-day rush?
Amazon offers one-day rush.
Yeah, but they don't have to glue the books together. How the hell are we gonna make 1,000 Penny Blossoms in one day?
Don't yell at me. I'm not manufacturing. I'm just web design.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to call them and cancel that order.
Excuse me? But was this not your goal? Financial independence or entrepreneurial brilliance and innovation? Yeah, my brilliance and innovation, of course, but still.
I just don't see how we can pull this off.
Okay, that right there, that equivocation and self-doubt, that is not the American spirit. Did Davy Crockett quit at the Alamo? Did Jim Bowie?
They didn't quit. They were massacred. By like a gazillion angry Mexicans.
All right, let me put it this way. Your gross receipts on this one order will be over $3,000 for one night's work.
You guys get started.
What are you doing?
Going online to buy shoes.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain.
You know, if I wanted to spend my Saturday nights doing this, I could have stayed in India.
Stop with the fake third world crap. Your father's a gynecologist, and you had a house full of servants.
We only had 4 servants, and 2 of them were children.
How are we doing?
We have 128 assorted Penny Blossoms ready to ship.
Oh, God, we're never gonna finish in time.
Come.
When she comes.
Holy shit, I'm the boss anyway.
I believe I'm hearing some negativity on the factory floor. Penny. The labor force is a living organism that must be carefully nurtured. Any counterproductive grumbling must be skillfully headed off by management. Observe.
Hey! Less talk, more work.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You hear any union talk, you let me know.
So it's in the kitchen with Dinah.
Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Ho, ho, ho.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Sheldon,
Kill him.
Guns have sold my soul to the company store.
Honey, do you want some coffee?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, come on, but if you don't stay awake, we'll never finish in time.
No, I'm sorry, coffee's out of the question. When I moved to California, I promised my mother that I wouldn't start doing drugs.
Sheldon, we still have 380 of these things to make.
And I have complete faith that you will make them. Good night.
Leonard!
Yeah, no. But Sheldon, without your insight and leadership, this entire enterprise will surely fail.
You're right, of course.
Here, this will help.
Very well. But if this leads to opiates or hallucinogenics, you're going to have to answer to my mother.
Look at Planck's constant. People say that's arbitrary. That could not be less arbitrary. If it varied even slightly, life as we know it would not exist. Bam!
Sheldon's been drinking coffee.
Now, let's reconsider the entire argument, but with entropy reversed and effect preceding cause. So you are thinking of a universe that's not expanding from the center. No, it is retreating from a possibility space. Bam! This is a space where we are all essentially Alice through the looking glass, standing in front of the Red Queen, and we're being offered a cracker to quench our thirst. Bam.
And of course, in another universe, that's called the universe prime. There's another show.
Should have let him go to bed.
Bam. I can't believe we actually did it.
1,000 friggin' penny blossoms.
I just want you guys to know I am really grateful for your help, and for every dollar I make, I'm gonna give you 20 cents.
That's your entire profit margin.
Oh, then never mind.
I'll print out the shipping label. Uh-oh.
What?
We got an email from the East Rutherford, New Jersey Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Alliance. They want another 1,000 penny blossoms.
Really?
One day rush. I really need to take that off the website.
Okay, well, guess we better get started.
You can't be serious.
Come on, what about the living organism of the workforce and the American spirit and Jiminy Crockett at the Alamo?
Davy Crockett. Jiminy Crockett was a cricket.
I know that, okay? I'm tired. I've had like 18 cups of coffee. The point is, if we all just pull together, we can do this. Who's with me?
Penny, although you may find it hard to believe, we do have lives.
Howard and Raj leave.
Leonard?
Sorry. My apologies to the gay community of East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Sheldon appears, dressed as a superhero.
Zoom, zoom, zoom!
He runs to the kitchen.
Where's the coffee?
We're all out.
No problem. I'll be back before this banana hits the ground.
Zoom, 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 zoom! Zoom.
He rushes out of the apartment. It's Raj's turn to try and negotiate the elaborate web of laser beams. He successfully gets to the other side and makes a triumphant gesture.
Yes!
Sorry, guys, but Secret Agent Laser Obstacle Lunch is just stupid.